This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Miller Band, that was a good one.
Ooh, I would do that for sure. They should bring those back. What happened to those? They don't do that anymore.
No, at least not often if they do.
They have concerts at PNC Park, but they're separate from games. You don't get Jelly Roll after Pirates Brewers. You have to go see them separate from that.
There was also one, it was between 2009 and 2011, and I'm not really a country music guy, but it was just Luke Bryan.
He did a Pirates game.
After a Pirate game.
See, you either get people that are on their way up to being stars, or you get people that are way on their way down from being stars.
Boys to Men.
Like Nelly tonight. How about all the Steelers games you and I have been to where Flo Rida has played halftime?
Yeah, I've now seen Flo Rida twice. Once in Minnesota, once in Vegas. He was horrible both times.
All right.
I would prefer the Frisbee Dogs.
How about the lady that puts the bowls on her head? Mrs. Panda.
Oh, Red Panda.
She got hurt. She got injured.
She did, but she's recovering well, it would seem.
Are you in your bedroom right now? Your like childhood bedroom. You're wearing an Anaheim. You're wearing a Mighty Ducks of Anaheim shirt from the late 90s, and the headboard behind you makes it look like you're in your the room you used to. You know.
No, this is my current bedroom. Perhaps we need to update it, but it is movie night in the Crowley household. My daughter is watching Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots, you familiar with this?
Not really. We had Monsters University on this morning at the Filippone household when they have a flashback.
Well,
the sequel is actually a prequel where they're in college together. Have you seen that?
I have seen that. It's a riot seeing them all. Because don't they have some big competition, and then the dude with one eye, Mike Wazowski, he gets kicked out of his group or something like that?
But he makes a huge triumphant comeback, yes. You know what somebody told me might have been Halsey is the difference between Pixar movies and Disney movies? Disney movies all have songs in them, and Pixar movies don't. Disney movies are basically animated musicals, and Pixar movies are movies like with a story that might occasionally have a song in them. How about that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, Finding Nemo, no music, Puss in Boots, which is on right now, they had a nice dance battle at the very beginning, but they weren't singing along with it.
I don't think that's a Disney or Pixar movie now that I have to know these things because of my daughter and what streaming services these things are on. But anyways, Adam, you're here because your job, your assignment was to rank the top 25 Pitt, West Virginia, and Penn State players of the last 25 years. Donnie, hit the music. Donnie told me before the show that your list was really bad.
I didn't say that. I said I got a preview of it, and I think roasts will be had.
Hmm.
I didn't use the term really bad.
I didn't
agree with how he did some things. I'll put it that way.
Well, what you disagreed with remained, but I made a few significant tweaks to the list, including bumping an incredibly popular Pitt player down on the list. And Well, there's some squirreliness going on with quarterbacks. I'll put it that way.
All right. So let's do the first five, 25 through 21.
Do you want to take a guess as to which team has the most players on the list?
Pitt.
Do you want to take a guess as to which team has the least?
Penn State.
All right, number 25. From West by God, Virginia University, linebacker Grant Wiley, 2003 consensus All-American.
What are we doing here?
Number 24.
Grant Wiley.
From West by God, Virginia University, Bruce Irvin, two-time All-American, Big East sack leader. Number 23, Kalijah Cansey, All-American, ACC DPOY.
Man, seems
number 22.
I'll let you get there in a second, but that seems very low for him. Continue.
So real quick, every single guy on the list felt low to me. I mean, honestly, every single guy.
Really? Because I think
a ton
if
of
I
great
had
players.
Made this list, I would have never even thought about Grant Wiley. Donnie, you? Did Grant Wiley enter your head when you were thinking about a hypothetical perspective list of the best college football players from these three local universities?
I can't say he did, but I guess Adam would be able to dive deeper into the WVU category.
Donnie, what color is Grant Wiley?
I don't know who the guy is.
Would you like to take a stab at what skin color he is?
White.
Correct?
I felt like callous there. Jesus, what are you doing to me?
All right, 22.
So, real quick, the reason why he was included is because there's a couple of other linebackers, and his resume was right there with theirs.
Okay.
Anyhow, 22. This felt low as well. Tyler Warren, Mackey Award winner, 7th in Heisman voting.
Okay.
Number 21, and here we got a problem. Here, this is it right here. Number 21, LeSean McCoy.
What? Oh my God! There's no way there's 20 football players better than him. I refuse to believe that.
Probably not better than him. Resumes, though.
Yeah, we're not talking about what they did in the NFL. We're talking about their college careers.
Correct. Oh, yeah. This has nothing to do with the NFL. But even the collegiate resume, just 2 years, never led the Big East in rushing, never led the Big East in touchdowns. And the next guy's better. Larry Johnson, Walter Camp, player of the year. So that's 25 through 20 right there.
You know what? I'm going to say something controversial for our Pitt fans. Donnie, I don't have a problem with Larry Johnson being ranked ahead of Shady McCoy.
I would probably just have both of them higher.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the rest of the list looks like. 19.
Stedman Bailey. 25 touchdown receptions in one season. Was robbed. Should have won the Biletnikoff. Number 19. Oh, that was 19. Number 18. Jordan Addison. Did win the Biletnikoff.
What?
Number 17. Antonio Bryant. Did win the Biletnikoff. Number 16, All-American, Big East Defensive Player of the Year. Donnie, do you know what color Scott McKillop is?
Scott McKillop, yes. I know where he went to high school. He was a Kiski guy. Vandergrift, baby.
And number 15.
Hold on, don't do 15 yet. I would have put both running backs ahead of those receivers.
They all won national awards, except for Stedman Bailey, who in my personal record book has the Biletnikoff.
What year is that?
That would have been 2012.
Okay.
I think it was Marquise Goodwin for USC who won it, and he had 12 touchdown catches. My man doubled his ass up.
All right, 15. What an emphatic point by you.
Number 15.
Yes.
Dan Connor, Chuck Bednarik Award winner.
Okay.
Number 14, James Connor, ACC Player of the Year, 26 touchdowns in 2014, 52 touchdowns overall. He whooped cancer's backside. He was better than Najee Harris in the NFL, though that doesn't matter. I just wanted to get that in there.
I feel like you're the only Pitt person. Like, you're not a Pitt person, so I guess that's why this is happening. I don't think anybody from Pitt would put Connor ahead of McCoy.
Well, and Pat Bostic on his list had them. I think there was a significant gap between the two with LeSean.
And you know more about Pitt than he does, so who's 13?
I'm just going with some resume stuff here. You played 2 years. One guy beat cancer. What are we doing? Number 13, Steve Slayton. All-American, fourth in the Heisman voting, 50 touchdowns.
And now a chef, number 12.
Is that true?
Yeah. He's put on some pounds.
Did you know him and Doran were thickest thieves at Houston? Big-time friends. Mm. Number 12, Micah Parsons. Number 11, Abdul Carter. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. That's why he gets the nudge above Micah Parsons.
I get it.
Are you ready for the top 10, or do we need to pause for dramatic effect?
No, Donnie, anything you want to weigh in on here? This is Adam Crowley's top 25 Pitt, West Virginia, and Penn State players of the last 25 years. Basically, the best local college football players of the quarter century.
I think going back, I probably would have had the two running backs that he named on the cusp of the 20s, I would have had them more in the teens and closer to Steve Slayton.
10.
If he wants to have Steve Slayton ahead of them, that's fine, but I feel like Johnson and Shady are closer to Slayton than the gap that is here.
10.
Darrell Revis. All Big East, 05-06. One of the greatest individual plays we've ever seen. It happened in a loss. But it was a great play. Number 9, Tavon Austin, who probably should be. He should probably be higher on the list.
8.
The greatest highlight reel in the history of college football. Paul Posluszny, 2-time All-American. 7, Saquon Barkley.
Wait a minute. You've got 6 guys on this list ahead of Saquon Barkley? What are you doing?
So this is where I'm going to lit a blaze. Have you noticed any particular position unit that's been missing?
Yes, and I think that's going to completely cause this whole thing to go to hell in a handbasket immediately. Go.
Number 6, Aaron Donald. All-American, ACC DPOY.
What is going on here?
Number 5, Larry Fitzgerald. Heisman runner-up, Biletnikoff winner,
Adam,
friend of Ron Cook.
You've made a mockery of this. You just named the 3 best players, 7, 6, and 5.
Yes, but there's a reason for that, my friend. My dear friend, Pony.
4.
I value quarterbacks above all else, and I value winning at the quarterback position above all else. So without further ado, the final 4. Trace McSorley, Big Ten champion, Fiesta Bowl champion, 2 great seasons.
This is awful.
Number 3, Kenneth Shane Pickett, 3rd in Heisman Trophy voting, ACC champion, the 2nd greatest quarterback in Pitt history. Number 2. Geno Smith, Big East champion, Orange Bowl champion, breaker of hundreds of records, and number 1, baby, number 5, but number 1 in my heart, Patrick White, 3 11-win seasons, 4-0 in bowls, all-time leading quarterback rusher at the time that he walked away from the game, 2 BCS wins. There's the list.
So you value quarterbacks, but you don't have Will Greer on the list. You don't have Sean Clifford on the list.
Sean Clifford doesn't do anything for me. Will Greer,
he won
as
a
much
ton.
As I,
how
as
he,
much as
he
I
has like the identical resume as McSorley as a college player.
Did he win the Big Ten?
He did not beat Wisconsin. No, he did not.
There you go. And as for Greer, he was third in Heisman voting, but he didn't play in a bowl game. He was hurt his first season. He bowed out of the second one against your Syracuse Orange. And so while he was outstanding,
Kenny
Pickett
bowed out of the bowl game, and you put him third.
Yes, but he won the ACC. Will Greer never won the Big 12.
So by this logic, if we're following Mr. Crowley here, then that means that on your all-time list of Steelers, Bradshaw and Ben have to be 1-2 because they won championships.
Yeah.
So you would have to put them ahead of Joe Green. Yes, you'd put Ben Terry Bradshaw ahead of Joe Green.
First of all, yes, I love list season.
Don't get out of when you answering guys, that by trying to bring in your love for list season here.
So you guys had Ben ahead of Troy. I think Troy's better compared to his peers at his position than Ben was. I mean, Troy won a defensive player of the year.
Yes.
Ben never got an MVP vote.
Yes.
But I would agree that Ben is the better player because he plays the more important position.
Okay, but here is also a big
difference.
And
he won two championships.
Yes, but here's also a big difference. Ben was a great player for 18 years. Troy was a great player for, what, 8 or 9? With this list, all of these guys had basically the same length of career. So there's no opportunity to say, well, Ben, if we're saying good year or bad year, had about 15, and Troy had 6 or 7. He blew him out of the water at the most important position. These guys all played like 3 years each.
Well, and I'm happy
Kenny
to bring
was
that
in school
up
for 10. Go ahead.
And Kenny only had one truly exceptional year. Before that, he was mediocre. He had the Miami win, some other great moments.
So how do you put him third then?
Because he's a quarterback and he won the ACC. They haven't won anything in 40 years, and he won. You got to put him up there. He could have won the Heisman. He was right there.
You're the only person on planet Earth who would put Kenny Pickett ahead of Larry Fitzgerald. You are literally the only one. I don't even think Kenny would do that. I think Kenny would call it and say, hey, Adam, thanks for the love. I can't believe you're now saying nice things about me. No, I was not a better football player at Pitt than Larry Fitzgerald.
So this was the debate, obviously, that Donnie and I had in the back before the show. Because if we're talking about pure talent and we're not factoring in the position, Larry Fitzgerald was the best player to me on the list. If you don't factor in the position that they played, Aaron Donald would have been 2, Saquon would have been 3. But I'm happy to bring up the length of career because that's what dropped LeSean McCoy for me. Not that he wasn't outstanding in 2 years. He didn't have the accolades. He didn't play as long as James Conner. He didn't have the accolades that Steve Slayton did. So longevity, the longer we do these lists and the more college football has changed, like guys like Jordan Addison, Pitt people hated that guy a couple of years ago, tampering, and now everyone wants to claim him on their lists, like Pat Bostic put him on his.
Donnie, you want to put your 2 cents in here? Is it of all the things we've seen this week, I left Heath Miller and Ike off my Steelers list. This is so much worse. This is way more egregious than that.
Yeah, once I got into the building this morning and I saw Adam in the back and he was feverishly working on this list and I could tell he was stressed out. He may even have had some sweat across his brow.
That's because he was working on his 9th zin of the day, which he hadn't told you about.
And he told me where he had the quarterbacks ranked and just said, I have them weighted so much higher than all of the other positions. And I just said, well, I would disagree with that. I would easily put Larry Fitzgerald at 1 and just work the quarterbacks in where you see fit because
all right,
if you go into this thing and your number 4 player is Trace McSorley.
Yes, we're riddling. Go
who's
ahead.
Who's a better college football player? Who's a better college football player, Pat White or Larry Fitzgerald? That's a hell of a question.
Fitz.
I'd say Larry Fitz.
But it's close. Like that one I do actually think is close.
Pat White I think is deserving of like a top 5, maybe even top 3
Adam,
spot. But
you didn't
not
put Zach Frazier on this list. There's not a single offensive lineman on
this I didn't go meet. That was the other thing that I thought Donnie would have a problem with. Do you want me to go through honorable mention like really fast? I could do that.
Go ahead.
Noel Devine, Will Greer, Zach Frazier, Dan Moses, Beanie Bishop, Carl Joseph, Nick Kwiatkowski, Ryan Mundy, Wyatt Milam, Tyler Orlovsky. Penn State, Tom Mahaly, Levi Brown, Sean Lee, Pat Freiermuth, Mike Gesicki, Carl Massive, Michael Robinson, Derek Williams, Pitt, Doran Dickerson, H.B. Blades, Jabal Shield, Deion Lewis, Rod Rutherford, Andy Lee, Tyler Palko, Brian O'Neill.
I didn't even think about
I think Deion Lewis should have made
guys.
The list. I think Deion Lewis should have
Deion
been
Lewis
ahead
is a good
of
pull
Wiley
too.
Or Irvin at the end of this list for sure.
I didn't even think of Tom Mahaly.
Deion Lewis's
Sean
numbers
Lee.
Were insane.
Yes. I think you tried to and come up with a way to get the West Virginia guys at the top. And the way you did that was, let me weight quarterbacks more, therefore I have a way of putting Geno Smith and Pat White 1-2. That's the real reason why you did it that way.
I did. That's exactly what happened. You have called me on my nonsense, but what I'm left with is Trace McSorley ranked ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
All right. Thank you, Adam. We'll be listening on Monday.
This was fun, guys.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text line is ablaze with people just murdering Crowley for his list of the top 25 local college football players of the last 25 years. If you missed it, he had Pat White number one, Geno Smith number two, Kenny Pickett third, Trace McSorley four, Larry Fitzgerald five, Aaron Donald six, Saquon Barkley seven. Rounding out his top 10, Paul Posluszny, Tavon Austin, and Darrell Revis. In his top 10, he had 1, 2, 3 West Virginia. He had 1, 2, 3, 4 Pitt. And 3 Penn State. So he gave the most to Pitt as a West Virginia guy in the top 10. But he ranked West Virginia quarterbacks Pat White and Geno Smith 1-2. Really an embarrassing display. Open Phone Friday starts now, 412-928-9370. Here is Tim in Erie. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Pony. How are you?
Hey, man.
I wouldn't say Crowley's list was too bad. I think he got it 75% of the way right.
He has Kenny Pickett as the best Pitt player of the last 25 years, and Trace McSorley is the best Penn State player. It's unbelievably bad.
Hear me out on this. Bill Stahl was not on that list. Who is arguably a better quarterback than Pickett.
Wait, now you're saying Bill Stahl at Pitt was a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett?
Who was Kenny Pickett throwing to?
Jordan Addison.
Who was the best wide receiver in college? Who was Stahl throwing to?
Doran Dickerson.
A tight end.
Do you want to rip Doran now?
No, I don't. I'm a huge Doran fan.
Sounds like you do, because you're trying to say Kenny had it easy and Bill Stahl had it hard.
That's not my point. Bill Stahl won the Big East.
No, he didn't. They lost to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati with that catch, yes.
Yeah. They blew it.
So if you're going back 25, the biggest gripe I have with Crowley's list, if you're going back 25 years.
It's everything. It's a horrible list. There's not.
Why not LeVar Arrington?
He didn't play in the last 25 years. He played in the late 90s at Penn State.
No, he was drafted in 2001, sir.
He did. Okay. He did not play at Penn State in the 2000s.
Well, he should be on the list because he's the GOAT.
Thank you, Tim.
LeVar got drafted in 2000.
I know. The guy's just an idiot.
And if that's the case, then he would argue for Courtney Brown, too.
How about Tony Dorsett? Should we include him? Because if he played in the 2000s, I bet he still could have gotten it done in his 50s. What are we doing here? Seriously. Can we keep the stoned people and kids away from the phones here and actually have a serious conversation? I know Crowley's making that hard by putting out one of the worst lists in the history of lists. Trace McSorley ahead of Saquon Barkley. Kenny Pickett ahead of Larry Fitzgerald. I do think Pat White is West Virginia's best player of the last 25 years. So one out of three. Meatloaf wanted two out of three. Crowley got one out of three. You go one out of three in every game, though, Donnie. You know what they say. You make the Hall of Fame. Patrick's next. Hello, Pat.
Did that guy really say Bill Stahl is better than Kenny Pickett?
Yes. Why, do you agree?
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't agree, actually. But wanted to get your opinion. If Pitt versus West Virginia were to play, I guess we're doing top players this century. That's been a common theme this week.
Yes.
If Pitt all-time team this century versus Penn State all-time team this century, who do you think would win?
So it's an all-star team of both teams' players, you're saying?
Yeah, let's just say everyone's got, you know, their best players at their best position in their prime.
Yeah.
I think it would look something like Penn State quarterback being either Trace McSorley or Michael Robinson.
Or Darrell Clark, maybe. Probably Michael Robinson. That's another thing. I don't even think McSorley's the best Penn State quarterback of the last 25 years.
He had really good numbers, though, Pony.
I know he did.
He did have some good numbers.
I know, but I think Robinson was better. That's just my eye test telling me that. I didn't research this as extensive. Well, I was going to say as Crowley did, but what did his extensive research get him? He put Kenny Pickett ahead of Aaron Donald.
Well, yeah, I think West Virginia actually would have a decent team too, but I think Pitt
and
Penn
State. Well, yes, but they wouldn't be able to stop anybody.
No, they wouldn't. And when you look at Pitt's defense, they might actually be better than Penn State's, even though Penn State's known as linebacker U.
Well, Pitt's got two great foundational players. They've got Cansey and Donald up front, and then they've got Revis taking away the other team's best receiver. And so,
right,
don't they have
HB Blades too?
And they've got HB Blades and Scott McKillop in the middle. I think Pitt beats Penn State. I can't believe I'm saying that because Pitt during the 25 years is pretty much 6-6 every year. And Penn State's like 9-3. But I think if their all-star teams played each other, Pitt wins. Donnie, you want to chime in on that?
All-star teams of just Pitt and Penn State are all three.
No, leave West Virginia out for a second. If Pitt's all-star team played Penn State's all-star team, that was what he called talking about, I think Pitt's wins.
I would say they have the better quarterback.
Yep.
Running
backs are pretty much
a wash.
A wash. I'd give Penn State a slight edge because they've got Saquon. So they've got the edge there.
Right,
not
but
a
it's
big
not
one.
Like Pitt has scrubs. Like they'd be going at you with
Pitt has
JD and Deion
Pitt
Lewis.
Has better receivers. Penn State is the better tight end.
Yes.
Penn State probably has the better offensive line. Pitt has the better defensive line.
Yes.
Penn State's
got the linebackers.
Better linebackers. Pitt's got the better secondary because they have Revis and Penn State doesn't. Kicker, I'd say Penn State has the edge. They've got Robbie Gold, and Pitt would have, I guess, Sauls probably. Not bad. But, I mean, it's close. At the very least, Penn State fans can't say that their team would blow out Pitt's team. It's a ball game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.